Greetings, everyone. My name is King Chuck, and this is the first ever Chuck69.com podcast. Now, I've been doing this website now for 14 years, and I figured it's time. Yep, it's time for me to do a little podcast so people can actually hear my voice. And, you know, I really wanted to be a radio personality growing up. But let me tell you a little something. The reason why I do this website is because I think there's a lot of stuff in this world that's wrong. Okay? And so here's what happens. You know, when I was a little boy, my family and I, my mom and dad and yours truly, took the old Dodge minivan out to Arizona to see my late great-grandmother. And what happened was along the way, I remembered seeing and hearing all these billboards and hearing all these radio stations, and it really made my trip a little something special. I really loved radio from that point on, and television as well. But I think a lot of it also came from growing up listening to people like Casey Kasem and Shadow Stevens. And I remembered when I was a boy. We had, of course, two top 40 stations in northern Michigan. And as a little boy, you know, around 10, 12 years old or so, what happened was there would be some people riding my bus. My father was kind of cool about me bringing boom boxes on the bus. Most bus drivers were not. So what happened was this. My father actually allowed people to bring boom boxes on the bus just as long as it was clean. And what happened was there was this one girl who always brought tapes of the old 96.3 in Detroit on the bus, and I would play them for everybody. And I was thinking to myself, how cool of a radio station is that? And why aren't the radio stations in northern Michigan like 96.3 or 99.5 The Fox or whatever stations were like that? And, of course, as a lot of people know, 96.3 in 1994 flipped to Planet 96.3. And Planet 96.3 became alternative. And I would always find out the reason why. It's because northern Michigan and Detroit are two different communities. In northern Michigan, it's always been very different. You know, the thing is, you look at Detroit, and Detroit is a city that's overrun by big radio corporations like Cumulus and Clear Channel. And, I mean, back then it was ABC, you know, that owned 96.3. But the reason why 96.3 flipped to alternative in the summer of 1994, well, it was a gradual flip, actually, but the reason why they did that was because 96.3 was not doing very well in the ad department. So, even though they were number one in the ratings, they decided it was time to kill off 96.3 jams, and it became Planet 96.3. Although I did read that the ratings actually took a nosedive from then on, and not to mention the fact that there was also also that fact that from roughly 1994 till 96 or 97 or so, Detroit did not have a real top 40 station. And all I have to say about that is it sucks to be them, because I started to outgrow top 40 in rap music in the 90s, when I was a teenager. Even though I still have my favorites, like Ice Cube's Today Was a Good Day, or some of the early Snoop Dogg stuff and whatnot. But you see, here's the thing. It was in 1994-ish or so. We did career, what was it? Career Investigation Day or something like that, where we went to somebody's business and asked them, so how do you run your business? And it was a career exploration, basically. And I actually went to WKLT in Traverse City back when they were on Garfield. And I sat in with Tim Murphy for about an hour doing his radio show. It was a fun experience. Now, Tim was a decent guy, and Tim, but you know, Tim had good ratings. He was like number two in the ratings. And then what happened was he was fired. Why was Tim Murphy fired? Well, according to Murph, he actually told my mom, and she told me, that it had to do with Arby's. Arby's was one of WKLT's top sponsors. And what happened was, one day, he and the late, great Pete Misiak were busy doing his show. And they were rapping about how bad the service was at Arby's. And at the same exact time, Arby's came in and bought like $300 worth of ad spots on the station. And then, at the same time it happened, coincidentally, Murph and Pete were talking about how bad Arby's was, how cold the food was, how bad the service were, how rude the people were. And then, as Tim walked out the building, the station manager came to him and said, Tim, we just heard your last show, and it was your last show. And Murph also had two other gigs, too. He was a writer for the Traverse City Record Eagle, and he was also he also did some reports for TV 9 and 10. And then what happened was, so what happened to Tim Murphy? God only knows. I know that he's been one of those jocks who has always packed his bags every 2 seconds. I mean, he did some work. I remembered, actually, not long after he got fired from KLT. He actually worked at 100.1 The Storm in Bear Lake. And 100.1 The Storm was a little AAA station, adult alternative type deal. Kind of like what Q100 is now in Grayling. But anyway, of course, when I was a teenager also, I got into Howard Stern with his E-Show, and I always wondered why his show was never seen up north. And I knew, and of course, it's kind of hypocritical now that I look at it. Because Howard Stern, he was on the E-Show, and yet local radio stations didn't carry his show. Only 50 affiliates carried the show. And for the first Michigan station to carry the show, of course, was WKLQ. And then WKLQ, and of course, we all have all been there and done that with the situation with Hanlon and all of his minions and blah, 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 blah. And then what happened was WKRK, K-Rock, carried the show throughout the rest of its run, basically, because it was a CBS station. And, you know, I always wondered, why couldn't Howard Stern be carried in Northern Michigan? I would say that if he was still on terrestrial radio, he would have monster numbers. You see, Northern Michigan and Detroit, for years I've always said to myself, I wish Northern Michigan was always more like Grand Rapids or Detroit in terms of radio. Because here in Grand Rapids, we got a couple of rock stations that are pretty good. We got, especially WGRD. I can't believe 10 years ago, WGRD was the Wuss station. I mean, yeah, they still play a couple of Wussy songs here and there once in a while. I mean, here's the thing. I have my clock radio set on GRD in the morning at 3:30. I have to wake up at 3:30 every morning because of my job. And sadly, they play the same songs over and over again at 3:30. And the same ads, too. You know, there's usually an ad for some drunk driving lawyer, and then there's an ad for BioLife, which I used to give out plasma myself to make an extra few bucks, but, anxiety issues kind of put a stop to that. But here's what happened. Of course, we got WGRD, which is a great rock station with Freebird and Hot Wings in the morning. WLAV is a good station for classic rock. And, the only thing in Grand Rapids really doesn't have is alternative. I mean, GRD used to be alternative, even though their slogan is still Grand Rapids is rock alternative. And then you got, and of course, the thing is, there used to be Radio X 96.1, and 96.1, and it was an okay station. I mean, I look at alternative today, and it is basically a hot AC format these days. And it's all because the labels want more commercial stuff out there, and, you know, and I'm like, come on, man, really? And it's like, what's so alternative about Mumford & Sons? Or Lord? You know, just my two cents on that one. So some people wonder, why am I not in radio? Well, there you go. It's because it's not a consistent business. The pay sucks. And I sure as hell don't want to move every 2 minutes. You know, I look at Michigan. And here in Grand Rapids, we got big three. The big three here is Cumulus, Clear Channel, and Town Square. I don't care for Cumulus or Clear Channel, but Town Square seems to be a decent company, especially with GRD, even though some people have their negative thoughts about that company. But then again, to each their own. Up in northern Michigan, there's five big companies. You got Northern Star, North Midwestern, McDonnell Garber, and Fort Bend. And I'd say that Midwestern is the lesser of all the evils, especially since Ross Bierman treated everybody so well throughout the years. McDonnell Garber, Trish, I think, is starting to slow down. I mean, she's now in her 60s. And I remembered reading the buzz board for many years, and people would say how much of a toll See You Next Tuesday that she was. And I guess this, her son, actually, is taking over the family business, so, yeah, so well. And then, you know, I can go on and on, but I know that there's some people up in, like, Sault Ste. Marie who are angry that one guy basically owns all the stations up there now. And you know what? You know something? I actually met the guy who owns all the Sovereign stations up in the Sioux. Decent guy. Knows his stuff. And it's like, yeah, most of his competition these days is most of the smaller stations that borderline the Sioux and Canada. All the Canadian stations. But, you know, that's life. You know, if some people say, well, the FCC needs to eat shit for allowing that to happen. But it depends on the quality of radio. You know, I sometimes listen to Rock 101 up in the Sioux. And it's a decent station. I mean, they play a lot of new rock, and yeah, a lot of classics too. But I get so angry looking at Northern Michigan, and it's like, where's the new rock up there? Actually, I was listening to Q100 the other day in Grayling, and they actually were playing a lot of new tracks from the new Kings of Leon album. Although I'm not the biggest fan of those guys. I mean, yeah, to each their own. But that's the way radio is these days, you know. If people want to, you know, play polkas of fart noises and call it rock and roll, so let it be. I'll be listening to my slacker. Anyway, I'm going to try to keep this less than 15 minutes apiece. But I got a lot to talk about. And I hope... and I really hope this will not be the last podcast. If you got any if you have any comments or even complaints, don't be afraid to email me. My email address is chuck69.com@gmail.com. chuck69.com@gmail.com. Okay? Okay, what snappy end of the line, ending line should I put on? Oh, I was thinking night-night, keep your butthole tight from the Chappelle Show from many years ago, but that might be too offensive. You know, how about this? Good day and good luck. Yeah, let's do that. I am King Chuck. Good day and good luck.